Lankford, GOP senators vent moral outrage at Biden and his progressives. By Neil Munro on March 30, 2021. Republican legislators are directing their moral outrage at President Joe Biden's border policies after 4 years of being pressured into a defensive crouch by business allies, Democrats, and their pro-migration allies in the establishment media. For example, Senator James Lankford, ROK, used Twitter to publicize his March 26 visit to the border with 17 other GOP senators last week and contrast Biden's chaotic inflow to President Donald Trump's organized defense of Americans' border and national labor market. Biden's failure is giving the GOP legislators an easy cause to direct moral outrage at Biden's progressives. The people who claim moral superiority as they cheered on migrants who take the often lethal trek from their home countries to Americans' job sites. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, told Breitbart News March 29. This is a human tragedy. These are children. As we went down the Rio Grande the next day in the patrol boat with the big fully automatic weapons to protect our men and women who protect us on the border, we literally came across a body and retrieved. That came aground, just recently in the last 24 hours. That was just like a day in the life here. Republican senators seeing it firsthand, seeing literally a dead body in the Rio Grande, somebody who had drowned. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said March 26 Biden is making the U.S. government complicit with a cartel-backed, coyote-run delivery of children and teenagers to their illegal migrant parents in the United States. The president made the problem worse yesterday. This was a nightmare press conference. He told everybody, "Don't worry. We've got crowded facilities. We're going to build 5,000 more beds in Texas at a military base. So how does that play in Central America?" Coyotes will say, they're gonna expand the number of people they can take. This is uniting illegal immigration. Biden and his deputies deliberately caused the current crisis, Lankford said a March 29 media interview. The GOP's pushback matches public opinion. For example, a March 23 to 25 YouGov poll of 1,606 adults was conducted for Yahoo News, asking, "Who do you think bears most of the blame for the situation at the border?" Overall, 66% of adults gave most, some, or a little blame to Biden, while 19% said he serves no blame. Just 35% of his 2020 voters give him no blame. However, GOP legislators have been slow to make pocketbook arguments against Biden's chaos and migration. Even though the public overwhelmingly opposes the economic damage caused by labor migration. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad American opposition to legal migration, labor migration, and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, inter-Democrat, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory, despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles still pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration does move money from employees to employers and from families to investors. Since 1990, two generations of Americans have seen mass migration move wealth from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states.